there is every reason to believe that 343 is trying to capitalize as much as possible on as much Halo as possible. Hello again, nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Nerdy News. I, as always, am generally nerdy. And in this episode of your news brief, I have Halo rumors coming out of my ears. Plus, we're talking Metroid Prime rumor, Mortal Kombat 2 news, and Blue Beetle movie news. We have a bunch of stuff to talk about. So before we actually get to that, we're going to get to the housekeeping. So mild update from the last time we spoke. It looks like this is actually going to be the last episode that we, last proper episode. I'm not going to say there's not going to be an episode next week, but it's going to be truncated. So next week we will probably do like just a Nerdy Recommends video or something along those lines. It's going to be the same on all platforms. Just getting ready for this trip is taking a lot more than I anticipated. So that's where that sits. We are still doing the push on the socials. Look for the Nerdy Ninja. Look for the name Generally Nerdy. Join the conversation and we can continue to add more interviews. I do still have a couple of interviews. Three interviews that I'm sitting on from Starfest. So those are on the way as well, but it's probably going to be during this break time that those get posted, just as a means to bridge the gap. And I'll have more time to edit, actually. So that is the housekeeping. TV streaming is where we are going. And in TV streaming, we have some follow-ups to get out of the way. Actually, we're mostly going to be talking about follow-ups. So first up is a follow-up on that situation with The Boys we've been keeping tabs on, because Eric Kripke has said multiple times, as well as Jeffrey Dean Morgan has said multiple times, that they would love to work together in The Boys. It didn't work out for season 3 because apparently scheduling issues, it would seem. Though they are still very, very handily in conversations to make this happen. So Jeffrey Dean Morgan is actively in conversation with Eric Kripke about joining season 4. According to Kripke himself, season 4 might be when we get to see Jeffrey Dean Morgan in the series. And also, kind of a side note to that, Kripke has also said in the more recently that he is trying to find a way to work in Jared Padalecki into The Boys as well. So we could have a little supernatural kind of revival reunion situation going on, which that would be really awesome. Our next follow-up has to do with, this one's actually kind of a double follow-up in a way. Star Trek Voyager, we talk about Star Trek because I'm a Trekkie. Voyager, not so much, but you know, either way, it's Star Trek, so it's good. So Star Trek Voyager is getting the same treatment that The Next Generation got when we talked about this last time. That animated single episode, somebody is reanimating and kind of re-editing to a certain degree. The episode of Star Trek Voyager called Threshold from season 2, which was definitely not a fan favorite episode. So it seems that it's kind of rife for humiliation. Some of the sound effects and things that they're adding as part of the re-editing process kind of make it a lot more lighthearted, even though it was intended to be serious. Sounds great. I'm going to watch it as soon as I can. The link you can find is down in the description to the episode. I have yet to find the time to add this to my watch list, but it is on my watch list. So that is what we have on that follow-up. Next, we have a follow-up on the Frasier reboot series. David Hyde Pierce has made it very well known that he is still in negotiations for his contract to return as Niles Crane. Niles, if you remember, is Frasier's younger brother, who was a pretty key element of the original Frasier series, which in and of itself was a spinoff of the Cheers series. It seems that David Hyde Pierce wants to make it known that very potentially, we will not be seeing Niles in the reboot. He says he has no ill will for the character or anyone involved with the writing of the show or anyone involved with the show at all. It just seems that he's trying to find, A, the motivation to revisit that character, because he's one of the actor types that doesn't feel like he needs to do a character twice, which there is a fair argument to be made there. Ian McKellen made the same argument for Gandalf, even though he technically played Gandalf 3 times, but that's a whole different situation. yeah, so David Harvey, and also it sounds like money. It just sounds like he wants a little bit of money and they're debating whether or not it's worth it. And he himself has said that the series can actually be good without Niles. I don't know how accurate that is, but if he believes it, then I'm sure the people at in charge also believe it as well. So that's kind of where that one's sitting. Next, we're talking about Star Wars Tales of the Jedi, my bad, a series that was announced at the Star Wars Celebration. We just got a little bit more information on this one. We apparently are going to be seeing much more lightsaber lore in this series, and also a little bit more of an explanation as to why Ahsoka's lightsabers are both white instead of the previously expected blue or green, or then I guess they expanded to yellow and brown and purple. But purple is really just Mace Windu, right? Anyway, so yeah, it's pretty exciting. Either way, we're going to get more explanation on how that works. That is one of the things that I think most of the community is down to get, so I'm more power to him. Let's move next into True Detective, another major casting for True Detective. The other lead role has gone to Callie Rice. She will be starring opposite Jodie Foster. Callie Rice, I had never heard of her before. It's because she is a female boxer. She's a professional boxer, and this seems to be one of, if not the first leading acting role she has ever received. So that's pretty interesting. Hopefully this will at the very least be better than the second season of True Detective, but who knows? Moving to our final follow-up, we have another Fallout update. Fallout for the Amazon Prime types. Kyle MacLachlan, and I'm going to mispronounce her name, and I apologize. I'm thinking that's Sheila Mendez-Jones, have both been cast in unknown roles. The big name on there is Kyle MacLachlan. Kyle MacLachlan has been in a million things, but not the least of which, he was one of the leads in Twin Peaks. So, cool. I'm down. All right, that's all we have for that. We have no regular news to speak of. We do have a new trailer to get out of the way, though, and this one is interesting. So Harley Quinn just dropped a new trailer and the release date for season 3. So we're looking at July 28th for season 3 for Harley Quinn. And the trailer is kind of cluing us in that this is very potentially going to be a very different season from the first two. So there are implications in this trailer that let us know that Batman, maybe he does actually eat at the Y, if you know what I'm saying. It just seems that DC is kind of loosening their grip a little bit as to what their superheroes and supervillains will and will not be allowed to do in other medias besides comic books, because there's some stuff in this trailer. Woo! Again, if you haven't watched Harley Quinn, I honestly recommend you do, because it's kind of a very solid stand-in for what we are missing with the Venture Brothers in our lives. This is a pretty good substitute for the Venture Brothers. It is not the best. It is not perfect. Only a perfect thing would be more Venture Brothers, but we're not really going to be getting that. So Harley Quinn definitely scratches that same itch. And it seems like season 3 is just going to turn that up to 12. So that is what we have for our TV streaming section. TV streaming suggestions, though, is where we're going next, and that is The Bear on FX and Hulu, starring Anthony, I can't remember his last name, Lip from Shameless. This is a fantastic series. This is, if you are food inclined in the slightest, or if you work in the industry, this show is something you must watch. It definitely gave me some PTSD flashbacks of some of my earlier days in the kitchen, and honestly, some of my rougher days in the kitchen. Just so well written. They give so much love to the industry and to the position that Lip, again, it's not his real name, it's not his name in the series, whatever. Just fantastic. This, I can't speak highly enough of The Bear. movie section is going to be very akin to what we just got done doing in TV streaming. We have a lot of follow-ups to get out of the way, and that's largely the section. So let's just jump right in. So starting things off in the follow-ups, we are talking about Mortal Kombat 2. We know that Jeremy Slater, who was one of the lead writers for the Moon Knight series, is going to be the head writer for the Mortal Kombat sequel, the sequel to the last reboot. He is going to be writing the script, and he acknowledged in an interview recently with Discussing Film that fan concerns will be addressed with this second movie, not necessarily going so far as to call out the major glaring issue of Cole Young, but pretty close. He did say that they acknowledged what the fans liked and what they didn't like, and they're going to do what they can, and I'm paraphrasing, in order to make the movie steer back into a better direction for the community that loves this franchise so much already. So, I'm excited about that, though slightly trepidatious. Let's move right along, though. We have next Blue Beetle. Susan Sarandon has officially wrapped filming for her part as Victoria Cord in the movie. Super excited about this. We're getting that much closer to seeing Jaime on screen. I'm stoked. Let's do this. Next, we're talking about Madame Web. We have Emma Roberts has been added to the cast. Emma Roberts from American Horror Story. July 7th, 2023 is still, I believe, the release date. So, yeah. Little bit of casting news. And then our final piece is Ghostbusters Afterlife sequel, right now just being referred to as Ghostbusters Afterlife 2, has an official release date. December 20th of 2023 is apparently when they're planning on releasing the sequel to that movie. That's exciting, though not very long, so hopefully we're missing the production announcements. That is what we have for follow-ups. Let's get into trailers. We have one major trailer that has been released in the last week, and that is Hocus Pocus 2. And it's a teaser trailer, so it's pretty short, but it definitely does enough to stoke the flames a little bit. Also, definitely does enough to make you slightly worried, but it is modern Disney, so that's kind of par for the course. Go watch this trailer. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. That's all we've got there for it, though. So that brings us to suggestions for movies. We have Johnny Mnemonic is our suggestion. This is a cyberpunk classic. It's one of those movies that's bad on purpose. Well, was written to be bad on purpose because William Gibson is the guy who kind of coined cyberpunk. He's the guy that popularized cyberpunk. He coined the phrase cyberspace, but he wrote the screenplay for this. It's not his fault that everyone else after the fact decided they were going to take it seriously. But either way, it still is a classic. It's one of those movies that I can just put on whenever and just have that as background noise and love every second of it, or just pay attention and watch every frame like it's the first time I've seen it and still love it to pieces. So go watch Johnny Mnemonic for some good mind-numbing fun. Now, we have the rumor mill! So we have a refutation, rather, of a rumor that did not exist long enough to make it into the episode, but we are still going to discuss the refutation because it's pretty big. We kind of talked about a similar rumor last episode, but this very specific rumor then sprang up pretty shortly afterwards. This has to do with Johnny Depp. This has to do with Pirates of the Caribbean. There was a rumor, very specific rumor, saying that he was going to get a $300+ million paycheck to reprise his role as Captain Jack Sparrow in the Pirates movies. Well, some of his people, I believe his manager specifically, have shot this down. This is not going to be a thing. He's not currently in negotiations to rejoin the Pirates franchise. That's not to say it's not going to happen in the future. It's just this very specific rumor has no base. Hopefully he does return to the Pirates franchise, and hopefully it does do him well. But as it stands right now, that's not the case. So that is our refutation. Let's get into our new sources. This one is also pretty interesting. Deadpool 3, we have a new source that is putting Hugh Jackman as Wolverine into Deadpool 3. And really, the source on this one, usually I don't talk about sources just because they're rumors. What's the point in talking about the source specifically? But yeah, this source is Hugh Jackman himself. And it's not really, I don't think it's necessarily his intention to be starting a rumor that he's going to be reprising a role that he's probably not going to be reprising, because he just posted a picture to his Twitter that kinda, sorta, ever so slightly resembles, very, very slightly resembles the Wolverine meme where he's holding the picture in bed. Yeah, it kinda very, very, like, grasping at straws, squint and make it blurry so, you know, you don't see too many details. And then that way, it kind of resembles that, but no. I don't think this is a thing. I think if at best, this is Hugh Jackman trolling the fan base, though even that I don't think is necessarily the way this is going. So we're giving the likelihood, based on this information very specifically, the likelihood that Hugh Jackman will be reprising his role as Wolverine in Deadpool 3, about 30% likelihood. And that's really just being generous too, because I honestly don't think it's going to happen. All right, so let's get into new rumors. We got a few of those. We actually have a whole boatload of Halo rumors. We have a couple, we have one other big gaming rumor as well, but all of that's at the end of the rumor mill, so you're going to have to stick around. Either way, new rumor around Indiana Jones 5. We know that John Williams is planning on retiring after the movie is done. And now, according to John Williams, Harrison Ford will also be retiring after the movie's done. This is very much hearsay, he said, she said kind of stuff. So normally that would give us about a 50% likelihood, just because you're hearing it from a source that heard it from a source. Yeah, that doesn't seem super accurate. But John Williams, being that he has worked so in such close proximity to Harrison Ford for so long, probably knows a thing or two, not necessarily speaking directly, but so that bumps us up just a little bit to 55% likely that Harrison Ford will be retiring. I think Harrison Ford's going to do much like Clint Eastwood and just keep acting until he can't breathe. So yeah. That's where we are with that one. And next, we're talking about Mandalorian Season 3. We have a rumor surrounding Taika Waititi returning to the Mandalorian franchise. This time, though, it sounds like not to voice a droid. Maybe. The rumor specifically says it's not to voice IG-11, but that's not to say that we don't, you know, Star Wars isn't a universe where there's billions and billions of droids that he could potentially be voicing. It could be another IG unit that he's going to be voicing. So yeah, I think there's no reason to really not believe this. So we're putting this one at about 80% likely that Taika will be returning as some sort of character in Season 3 of The Mandalorian. Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. All right, so let's get into those gaming rumors. We're going to get the non-Halo game gaming rumor out of the way first, and that is Metroid Prime. Metroid Prime, we have a new rumor saying that this Christmas season will be when it is released, the remake, reboot, whatever, is when we are supposed to be seeing it released this year. This Christmas, this year, Metroid Prime. Likelihood for that one, so this source is sourced through another source, so that kind of already doesn't give it a lot of credence, but the source doesn't quote its own source, so 50% likelihood, because it's weird. And then, all right, so now let's talk Halo! We have so much going on in the Halo side of the nerd world. Okay, so first up, let's talk about the Master Chief Collection. New rumor about the Master Chief Collection is that 343 will be adding microtransactions as a means to increase the playability for new fans who are buying MCC. So with Infinite being very divisive amongst the community, it seems that they are still selling new system or new games, new Master Chief Collections to new players who can play it on their Xbox Ones and their Xbox Series consoles. And also you can play it on Steam now, I believe. So yeah, that's a whole new audience that probably never played the games that are included in the Master Chief Collection when they were new. So as a means to catch them up quickly, according to the rumor, and as a means to potentially catch them up quickly, they're allowing microtransactions to occur so that you can purchase that armor that everyone else who bought the damn game earned when it came out just a few years ago. So this is a very divisive decision in and of itself, if it is accurate, but I'm going to put this one at about 75% accuracy. Yeah, I there is every reason to believe that 343 is trying to capitalize as much as possible on as much Halo as possible. So yeah, 75% likelihood that this will be coming rather soon. All right, so that switches us to Halo Infinite, and we're still talking Halo. We have some season rumors, so things that are rumored to be coming out up through Season 6, so we'll get to that in a moment. First, though, we have the Battle Royale to get out of the way. So Battle Royale, according to the rumor, and it's a fairly decent source. Honestly, this is a pretty good source. That's kind of where we'll leave that. Battle Royale is coming, according to the source, fall of 2023. So next year, so a little over a year at this point. And the Battle Royale map supposedly is supposed to incorporate some classic maps from the likes of Halo 2 and Halo 3. And I don't know why they didn't say Halo 1, Halo Combat Evolved, whatever you want to call it. But they didn't, so that kind of is what it is. There's a lot of weird going on. There's a lot of variables here that seem to not be taken into account, so I can't really give this too much of a believable score. We're gonna put this one just over halfway, a little, like that sounds close. There's a couple of things I think that are off, but pretty close. We're gonna say about 60% likelihood for Battle Royale Fall of 2023. With classic areas as part of the map. Next rumor has to do with campaign DLC that is rumored to be coming sometime after 2024. So 2 years from now, more than 2 years from now, is when we're going to be seeing campaign DLC for Halo Infinite. This sounds about right. Judging by the sluggish way in which they have been releasing content for Halo Infinite, I'm going to say there's about a 70% chance that 2024, or 2025 more specifically, is going to be when we finally see DLC for campaign mode. And actually, we'll kind of revisit that in a second too, because there's another reason why we think that, but that's tied into another rumor. So next, we're going to get into the season rumors. First is Season 3. We have two rumors associated here. First up is that there is going to be a classic gun added back into the arsenal. Specifically, which gun, we don't know, but as I am going to be posting a couple of shorts in the near future, there have been some images leaked showing a pump-action shotgun, so crossing fingers for that, but there's also plenty of reason to believe that it could be the DMR from Halo 4 and 5. And the other rumor for this is that Season 3 is going to be yet another 6 months. Season 1 was 6 months. Season 2 is going to be 6 months when it's completed. Right now we're about in the middle of that. And then apparently, according to this rumor, Season 3 will also be 6 months. This one, again, with the way things have been going, this sounds very, very accurate. So, and again, the images that have leaked with the pump action shotgun, I'm going to say 80% likelihood that we are going to be seeing a classic quote unquote weapon and 6 months worth of Season 3. And then let's talk Season 4. The big rumor for Season 4 is that Infection is going to be released with Season 4, and that is going to be the game type that Season 4 revolves around, potentially. I think that is a little bit of a longer timeline. I know they've been going really super slow with all their releases up until this point, but I think that we are going to potentially see Infection as part of Season 3. And that's the only reason I did not go any higher with this rumor potential. We're saying about 65% likely that this is going to be the case. But there's no other big rumors around Season 4, so also fairly reasonable to believe that. Season 5, we're going to be seeing a classic Halo vehicle and classic equipment. This seems also pretty likely because slow, though hopefully by Season 5, I'm kind of on the fence for Season 4, but by Season 5, hopefully we start to see 3-month seasons instead of 6-month seasons. And at that point, yeah, something relatively minor like this, although a vehicle is pretty major, but either way, it makes sense. So we're saying 80% likely that we're going to be seeing those two things happen in Season 5, though I do want to throw one off to the nerds. What equipment do you think is going to make its way back into the Halo franchise for Halo Infinite come Season 5? Is it going to be the shield drain or the life? I can't remember the name of the damn piece of equipment, the life ball from Halo 3. Is it going to be something in Halo 5 that I didn't play that I don't know about? Let's talk about that on the socials or in the comments, whichever. And then Season 6 is going to finally see the release of a non-Spartan armor core, which means not a Spartan inside the armor, which then would lead you to believe that we're going to be getting elites. Oh no, the source goes on to say that it is not going to be elites, but doesn't then clarify by saying it is going to be brutes, though that is reasonable if you don't have elites. The only other armored class in the game really is brutes. I mean, technically all of the Covenant have armor, but none of them are comparable to a human's size, even though Master Chief is slightly larger than regular human. Still, something along those lines seems to be the logical conclusion. So this one we're actually going to be splitting into two separate rumors. First rumor is that we are going to be getting a non-Spartan armor core in Season 6. I'm going to give that one a 70% likelihood, just because, man, I really hope by that point we have the game to such a situation that we can have these things that are varying up the play type. And then 60% likelihood that it won't be elites. Again, it's a pretty solid source, but that just seems like a bad decision. So this is really just me wishful thinking by giving it anything less than 70%. So yeah, 60% likely that we will be getting non-elite armor core in Season 6. And Nerdy Legion, that does it for this episode. If you want to be fully informed on the nerd news, you can check out the older episodes here on this platform, or you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Don't forget also, if you want to be, you know, if you want more on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on those subjects. Thank you once again for joining me, nerds. We will see you next time.